Hi guys, welcome back to Watering You. I'm your host Jamia, and we're back with another amazing episode. I feel like you guys can hear the excitement in my voice because I actually am excited. I'm excited for today's episode because one, I feel like triggers aren't talked about enough. I feel like we all have triggers, and sometimes we just throw around the word trigger like, oh, that triggered me, or oh, I was triggered. But it's like, do we actually understand what triggered is? So I'm excited to talk about that. And I was actually trying to record this episode before I went on a friend date, but I know me, I know when I get to talking, and I didn't want to have any limitations on time, so I saved it, right? I went on my friend date, loved it, enjoyed the company, the conversation. It was amazing. We literally stayed till almost closing. And I hate being one of those people because I know they're just like, can you like go home? We're trying to clean up and go home. So can you go home? Can you leave immediately? So we left. We went right next door and got ice cream and did because who doesn't love a good sweet tooth? I know I do. I will indulge in something sweet after dinner. I said it. Not all the time, but when I have that craving, I'm gonna satisfy it. I'm not gonna knock some ice cream. So we got ice cream and we literally did the same thing. Like the ice cream place closed at 10:49, and I mean we were there till 10:49 and the place closed at 11, and I was like, oof, so let's go. So it was dark. I drove my friend to her car. Before I pulled off, I said, wait a second. Where's my phone? I'm looking. I said, wait, I know at my big grown age, I did not just lose my phone. So I had my friend call my phone. The ice cream shop picked up and they're like, yeah, hey, we have her phone. I said, oof, Chile, at least they have my phone. At least I know where my phone is at. That's all that mattered to me at that point. So I went to go get it. We're here now. I'm so excited to finally be recording this episode. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Now, I'm going to start today's episode with saying, when the reaction is bigger than the situation, it's probably a trigger. And I'm gonna say that again. When the reaction is bigger than the situation, it's probably a trigger, right? So let's start with what even is a trigger? A trigger is a strong emotional reaction to a current situation that reminds you of a traumatic event or a situation from the past. Something traumatic that happened in your past, you're reminded of, that triggers you. That's a trigger, okay? And there's many types of triggers. I'm talking about like if someone is late or doesn't show up, doesn't return your texts or your calls, has opposite sex friends, their partner constantly goes clubbing and going out, still stays in touch with their ex, they forget something about you. And a lot of that can stem from, childhood experiences, neglect or abandonment, unfinished emotional concerns from your past. Anything that you haven't healed from traumatically in your past. Okay? And there's the most common reactions to triggers. You honestly, the most common ones are you obsess about them leaving or cheating on you. Now you're thinking the worst. Now you're thinking, yep, they're about to leave. I know it. I can feel it in my gut. I could feel it. The universe is telling me they're about to leave. They're about to leave me. I could feel it. Now you're obsessing about that. You're struggling with insecurity or doubt. You're constantly messaging them or calling them. You're invading their privacy, like going through their phone, getting into their messages or their social media. That could be like their likes, comments, DMs. You're just invading privacy at a full speed. Like nothing can get in your way. And in my opinion, in the simple terms of a trigger is a negative assumption you make about something that's now making you upset, but it's not really happening. You're assuming that this thing is happening. Now you're upset, because you know you're thinking negative, you have a negative assumption, but it's not really happening. Not even it hasn't happened yet. It's not happening. It's not even present. This is still in your head. And here's an example. Let's say your partner seems distracted. You know, they could be playing a game on their phone, trying to figure out what's for dinner tonight. And now you're associating them being distracted with no longer caring about you. Your partner could be minding their business, doing something that has no relevance to you. And now you're associating that with they no longer care about you. They don't care about you anymore. They don't want you. They don't want me anymore. And perhaps you feel that way because of a traumatic experience you had in the past, possibly with a past partner who actually was purposely acting disengaged and uninterested because they were no longer interested in you. They no longer wanted to pursue you, and they didn't tell you that. They didn't properly communicate that to you. So now you're associating being disengaged with no longer caring about you, no longer wanting you. Another one could be your manager critiques you on something like, oh, can you just fix that on a shelf? I don't know, just something, a simple critique. And you're taking that as a personal attack now. Like you're taking that personal. And that could be a result from constantly being judged. And now you're taking criticism as judgment. So it could really just be the simplest things that really just trigger you. And if any of these things are resonating with you, that's okay. It's okay because I'm not judging. I know that I have triggers. I know that I had really bad triggers in the past. I know that my triggers were so bad that they affected my relationships, and my relationships ended because I had a lot of unhealed trauma. And I can admit that. I take full accountability. I can admit that. So I'm not judging, but I will say I did work through those triggers. I did do the self-reflection, and I am sharing this because I feel like it can resonate with some people. I feel like it can help some people. So I'm not judging. If you have triggers, if anything I said is true, that's okay. That's why I'm here. That's why I made this podcast, for self-improvement, for us to work on ourselves because we're constantly growing. So don't even worry. Don't even sweat the small stuff, stink. We're gonna get through this. So, what you wanna do next time you feel triggered, try this. Separate the current situation at hand from the past. Okay, so whatever situation you have currently right in front of you in the present moment, separate that from the past experience that you're thinking about. And get control of your reaction. Before the situation gets out of hand, ask yourself, where is this reaction even coming from? You know? And once you do that, you can approach the situation in a more neutral way. You know? You won't be responding as this wounded, unhealed version of yourself. Once you figure out where this reaction is coming from, the version of you that should be responding should be a more level-headed version. So, meaning, let's say there was a situation presently and you're triggered, you're upset, but you should ask yourself, where is this trigger coming from? Is this from evidence? Do I have actual evidence to support being upset in this current situation? Or am I thinking about a past situation, and are those negative emotions coming up that's making me react to this current situation at hand? That's something to ask yourself on the spot. Ask yourself, is this a current situation or is it from a past situation? Okay? Just something to just try in the moment, you know? Just try it. Just think, even take some time out. If you have to just take a time out, like, okay, I know we're arguing, time out. Let me collect my thoughts. You can do that. Also, another one you should ask yourself, has your assumptions hurt you? and your relationships. When you're constantly approaching situations in an unhealthy way, that can harm you, because you're mentally draining yourself by entertaining these made up scenarios because you're unhealed from the past, and you're harming your relationship because that's mental abuse for your partner to have to walk on eggshells. You know, they could be doing something simple like being quiet, staying to themselves, and now you're questioning why they're mad at you when they aren't. That's unhealed trauma from someone giving you the silent treatment when they were upset at you. Do you see what I'm saying? That's why it's so important to heal and to really reflect your trauma. You know, I feel like practicing self-care is a great form of overcoming your triggers. You can do journaling. I know journaling really helps people, you know. Get a notebook, get a pen, write down those thoughts. You know, write them down. Sometimes it's a lot having to keep everything bottled up and you just need an outlet. So journal. Get into journaling. You know, see if you like it, see if it's for you. For some people it's not, for some people it is. You can try talking to a mental health counselor if you prefer like an in-person, you know. You can try that. You can practice meditation. Do some meditation. Be in a quiet space. You know, disconnect from your phone. Get in tune with nature. Go for a walk. You can literally go for a walk. It's that simple. Sometimes we do our best thinking and self-reflection when we're alone. When we're alone with our thoughts, we start to reflect about a lot of things. We start to think about a lot of things. So you could do that. But a few do's and don'ts, I will say, when it comes to triggers is you don't have to fix things when you're upset. And I know some of you may be like, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. You can do what resonates with you. But I feel that you don't need to fix things when you're upset, because you're upset. You're processing many emotions when you're upset. And I feel that you can't fully think rationally. So I'm saying that it's okay to process your emotions so you can properly articulate what you want to say. Wouldn't it be better to stop being upset, process your emotions, come up with a game plan on how you want to address the situation instead of saying something irrational or acting irrational? Wouldn't you want to take the necessary steps to come to a healthy resolution? You know, just something to think about. Also, you should take accountability for the part that you played. You know, it's okay to take accountability. You know, you're like, I didn't have to act that way. I didn't have to, you know, treat them that way. I didn't have to project my past and my trauma onto them. I didn't have to do that. And I apologize, and I'm sorry. And the fact that I was triggered, it, you know, made me react this way. And now we're essentially in the position that we're in. So I do take accountability. I do take accountability in the part I played. I'm not saying you have to take full blame, because I don't know how your partner reacted. They could have started yelling, shouting, etc. Then that's when they could take accountability and say, okay, I didn't have to yell, etc. Whatever. Just saying, take accountability. If you know you're the reason why it all got started, take accountability, okay? You can't put the blame on others, especially if you're the one that has the unhealed trauma. So you don't have to also resort to yelling. Yelling is so unnecessary to me. I've never cared for yelling. I've never cared for arguing, altercations. Never care for them. They take so much energy out of you. I'd rather just not. I'm okay. We could speak at one octave. We don't need to yell. We don't need to shout. Relax. We got time. Okay? We got time. You don't need to yell. Okay? I might cry. That's how sensitive I am. Don't yell at me. So, anything that won't positively contribute to the conversation, no. We could take some time out and we could regroup for sure. No. But the yelling, the shouting, at this point, we're mirroring energy. Where is that getting us? Nowhere. Got you. Cool. Also, I will say that fixing your triggers is your responsibility. Fixing your triggers is 100% your responsibility. No one else but you. Because you're the one with the unhealed trauma. So it's your responsibility to heal that, to heal that wounded version of you. So that way you can stop reacting to certain situations the way you do. So that way you can stop causing harm to you and your mental and your relationships. You know? I feel like you can't change the past and how people treated you, but you can change how you address situations going forward. You know, I don't know what, you know, we go through. I don't know what you're going through, but whatever it was, it's unfortunate. But you can't change the past. You can only change how you move forward. And if you stay stuck on a past, then you're never gonna grow. If you're constantly blaming those people that hurt you and you never got closure or they never said sorry, you're never gonna grow. You're never gonna grow. Sometimes you need to just understand that it happened. It's unfortunate that it happened, but it's up to me to move on from that hurt. You know? Also, lastly, you should do a reality check, you know, when it comes to triggers. Like, do you actually have evidence to support your claims, or are you just reacting from past trauma? So when you're triggered, something happens, trigger. Ask yourself immediately, wait a second. Do I have actual evidence to support how I feel? Or is this because of a situation that happened in the past? And it just reminded me of that. Just ask yourself that. Simple. Simple. Just ask yourself that. And that's okay. You know? I think it's also important to communicate with your partner why you act the way you act, or, you know, the triggers that you have. Just let them know, like, this is something that I'm struggling with, but this is also something that I'm working on. You know, just ask them to be patient with you. You know, you are working on a better version of yourself. And that's okay. We're all working on better versions of ourselves. So triggers can be harmful if they aren't handled properly. They can. It can mentally hurt you. It can possibly become physical, which we want to avoid. We want to avoid mental harm as well. But if it isn't handled with care and properly, it can be harmful. You know, but triggers aren't meant to hold you back. They're meant to be addressed and then they're meant to be overcame. You know, heal those unresolved issues. Confront that hurt and stop letting it run your life. It's in the past for a reason. You can't go back, you can't change it. So what can you do? Move on from it. Just move on from it. And I know sometimes a lot of people, they can't move on from hurt because they feel that they didn't get closure or they didn't, you know, get the apology they feel like they deserved, or, you know, it's so many things, but I really feel like those are excuses. I feel that if you honestly feel like you cannot move on with life until you get closure, then you're never gonna move on. You're never gonna move on. I feel like that's an excuse. You don't need closure. You don't need someone to tell you why they did what they did. Is that honestly going to make you feel better? Because now you're probably going to start overthinking, well, what if I did this better? Or what if I did this differently? So now you're overthinking. So now we're kind of still back to square one. Like, no, just no. Heal from your triggers. Heal from your triggers. Also, I want to know, I have a book that I had bought about triggers, and I want to share it with you guys. I'm trying to find it. Okay. So it's called How Can We Stop Reacting and Start Healing? Triggers by David Richo. I really like that book. I really like that book. That really helped me think about my triggers in a different perspective, and it really helped me overcome, like my triggers situation. Of course, it took more, took more work than just reading a book. It took like actual, in the field work. But that is something you can start with reading books about it, educating yourself about it. Definitely start small, definitely start somewhere. So that way you're not harming yourself, you're not harming your relationships. We want to grow. We want healthy relationships this year. We want healthy relationships every year, actually. So yeah, that's all I have for today's episode, but I really hope you guys liked it. I enjoyed it because I really wish I had someone to tell me that a while ago. Maybe some of my relationships would have worked out a little better, but sorry, that's not funny. But yeah, so I hope this episode resonated with you. If it did, let me know. Let me know. DM me, leave reviews, let me know your honest opinions and feedbacks about the episodes. We do have more good juicy episodes coming up, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, that's all I have. So until next time, bye guys.